Yo, welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live, guys. We are your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution. We cover the breaking news, culture, and pneumatic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. What an exciting time to be alive, man. This is the battle of our generation, but the beauty of it is it's not kinetic. It's not kinetic. This is peaceful. It's a peaceful revolution. Anyways, got a ton of news for you guys to cover today. Tucker Carlson drops some, like, there's no way for it to be confirmed. Hell of a coincidence. And remember, right, when this dropped by Tucker, the DOJ made this, they made an announcement of an announcement, like, a couple days later, right? One of my favorite sayings from a broadcaster that I sometimes listen to is there are no conspiracies, but there's also no coincidences. And that's a very strong coincidence. So we're going to talk about that during the numbers. Then during the news segment, we're going to talk about Congress, a large amount of Congress members accepted money from SBF. And it's not just Democrats, because I know that's what a lot of you guys are thinking. It's also Republicans, right? And then it begs the question, like, why weren't they strict on this guy? Like, fine, you know, $250 million jail. It came out that apparently it wasn't really $250 million. Very sketchy stuff. But then they released him on bail, right? This guy literally stole billions of dollars from other people. And then there's other Bitcoiners, right? Bitcoiners, and there's other journalists that literally were denied bail. Not only are they denied bail, some of them are in jail for life, and some of them fear for their lives. Like, it's a double standard. This is what we talk about when we specifically mention the misalignment of incentives. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. But this is why we're all here, right? This is what the peaceful revolution is all about, and we're gonna win this at the end of the day because Bitcoin's incentives are stronger than coercion. Anyways, before we start the show, I want to introduce my awesome co-host who did an incredible job yesterday, Opti. I think that's a record, brother. That's a record for Opti anchoring a show. Incredibly proud of him, man. He had some big shoes to fill. Opti's absolutely crushing it. How are you feeling this morning, buddy?
To be honest, I don't think I drank enough coffee. Maybe I didn't get enough sleep. I'm kind of beat, bro. But hey, we had fun yesterday. And I think I just hit the title on the head. It's just a title, guys. Like, we're hacking the algos. We hacked the algos yesterday. But no, man, it's good to be here. It's always good to be here. Had a blast yesterday with Rustin. People were loving Rustin's energy. And man, it's always fun. We're blessed, man. We're Bitcoiners, and we get to do simply Bitcoin. Like, how much more can we ask of life? And on today's culture, well, first and foremost, this news is about to get spicy. I already know this is going to get spicy. But on the culture, we're going to take a little more positive spin. I saw this great thread by Sam Callahan of 10 things that happened in 2022, which we've covered on the show the whole year, and why we are staying bullish for 2023. So I think, you know, for those people out there that are bearish right now, couldn't be us, can't relate. So we're gonna lay out the receipts today.
100%, man. I'm really excited for the show. It's going to be a great show. All right, everybody, let's get the party started.
The Bitcoin numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse, because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today. All right, everybody, before I play you the Tucker clip, all right, you kind of have to, you know, look back in time, right? And I'm going to put myself full screen for a sec, right? You have to understand what's happening here, right? You have to zoom out and you have to understand, right? And we talk about this all the time, the peaceful revolution. What is the peaceful revolution? The disintermediation. We're living through the disintermediation of information. And that's why they're all freaking out and they're trying to label misinformation. They're trying to deplatform people. If it goes against the official establishment narrative, you know, somehow it must be wrong, even though the establishment has been caught lying time and time and time again. Remember, there was going to be no inflation. You guys remember that? And then all the other countless things that I don't want to get into because they are it's a minefield. So this is the separation of money and state. And unfortunately for them, of course, their usual mechanisms of squashing things, right, making things go away, just it's not effective anymore with the decentralized system, right? Okay, this is that same ability to do things does not work, right? Put the politics aside, right? But just to give you guys an example of what how powerful decentralized movements are, right? Grassroots movements where the individuals pick up an idea and they rally behind it. Joe Biden recently, you know, again, politically neutral, not, you know, left, right, doesn't matter, right? But just for the sake of this example, right? Said a couple days ago, right? Another time that, hey, you know, you shouldn't be worried about taking away the guns because in order for you to take on the government, you need F-15s, right? You know, it's like you need F-15 to take down the government. But that's not true. Vietnamese, you know, rice farmers with old AK-47s, Afghani go hoarders, you know, with old AK-47, they seem to do the trick, right? And why is that? Because it was a decentralized move. There was no leader at the very top. It was just individuals picking that up. And that's the same problem that they're having with Bitcoin, right? They can't make this thing go away. And in the process of them trying to make it go away through regulation, what they're doing is they're exposing their cards in the process, right? And then eventually they're just going to have to be able, they're going to be forced to answer a very uncomfortable question, which is why are we being forced to use a money that steals from us? Which is why the Treasury Department in the report called The Future of Money never mentioned Bitcoin once. They can't acknowledge that there is an alternative open monetary network that works. Right. So all that being said, I had to give a little bit of context before I play the Tucker clip, because it's going to make sense why the DOJ made that announcement 1 or 2 days later, because what they're trying to do, right, just as in deplatforming people that are spouting so-called misinformation, is that they're trying to let everybody know, right, on a psychological level, we are still in charge here. We still control the money rails. We still know what we're doing. We're still in control. And that's what all these announcements are all about. And that's why the DOJ thing seemed like a nothing burger, but it wasn't a nothing burger, because in the charges, they're very specific on what they charge that person for, right? And we're going to get into that, because remember, that was one of the reasons that the money laundering KYC AML, which, you know, you could say money laundering, you know, not you could say money laundering for criminals is absolutely terrible, right? But what I'm trying to tell you guys is that that's a straw man argument. They're using the boogeyman to, in order to justify you not being able to unhost, to use an unhosted wallet, to use their words, right? To take self-custody. So it's fascinating to watch this. So I'm going to play the Tucker clip and then I'm going to connect the dots with other things. I hope you guys enjoy it. Absolutely bonkers. Reality is stranger than fiction.
Almost all ransoms like this are paid in Bitcoin. So if the US government was buying huge amounts of Bitcoin in order to pay a ransom, Bitcoin prices would surge, of course. So the question is, has that happened? Oh, yes, it has happened. Since the nationwide ground stop last Thursday, the price of Bitcoin has shot up about 20%. Is that a coincidence? We asked Pete Buttigieg to come on the show tonight to let us know. Unfortunately, he did not respond to our request, so we'll keep asking.
Okay, so you notice that date, right? So it was January 11th, right? And then, not too long after, right, you know, literally, This is updated because it's been updated, but literally a couple days later, right? The DOJ announces, hey, and they made a huge deal about this, right? This is PBS, right? Large mainstream media source. You know, the Justice Department is making an announcement on, you know, on a enforcement action, right? And then this came, you know, a couple days after the Tucker announcement. Now, a couple things about the Tucker announcement. I don't know if that's true. Like, how do you know if that's true? But think about how crazy that is for a second. Okay. Let's just give him the benefit of the doubt, right? Because you saw that chart that Tucker pulled up. That's a hell of a coincidence right there. Just like it's a hell of a coincidence that the DOJ, you know, announced this a couple days later. So the U.S. government to pay for supposedly to pay for a ransomware attack for the FAA, which led to all these flights being grounded all across the U.S. So how do you pay for ransomware attacks? You pay for it in Bitcoin. And apparently, okay, the U.S. government bought Bitcoin, and that's what pumped the price in order to pay for a ransomware attack to unfreeze the FAA computers. Absolutely crazy. And then coincidentally, a couple days later, the Justice Department announces a huge, you know, enforcement action against the so-called crypto industry. Now, here's the curious part. And everyone was saying this on Bitcoin Twitter. It was a nothing burger. Have you guys ever heard of BitLato Exchange? Have you ever heard of it? I've never heard of that. I don't even know what that is. But that, again, remember, the straw man is very important. The straw man is very important. And if you get into the details as to why they charge this guy, you know, you start to connect the dots a little bit with the fact that they used a lot of these justifications in order to go after the open source developer that is sitting in jail without bail. Remember, SBF is free. They allowed him to post bail, but this open source software developer that does not have the resources that SBF has, right? Nah, he's still and then why is that? Because it's what I've been trying to tell you guys, is that this is a disintermediation of money and state, and the state is trying to let everyone know, because it's slipping through their fingers, that hey, we are still in charge, we still control the money flows, we still control the monetary policy. Look at how the central bankers reacted to this. We played you the video early on this week of the Indian central banker. Say, no, we must control the monetary policy. We must control the inflation rate. We must control. So it's like a battle. It's this epic battle between these two things, right? Anyways, I'll tell you this, guys. I agree with the theory from the sovereign individual. I think as time progresses and they lose more control, I think they will become more and more aggressive. Anyways, goes on to say the U.S. Department of Justice and Treasury Department has charged Bits Lab with money laundering and arrested its founder in Miami. The Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network formally labeled the company a primary money laundering concern, which is among the most serious sanctions in the government's criminal fighting arsenal, because it usually cuts off a business from the global financial system. You hear that, right? Because this exchange did not comply with U.S. sanctions, they shut it down. And then that leads us to the question that we've been covering a lot on Simply Bitcoin Live, right? Is, and I've asked Jason Brett this, I've asked Troy Cross this, I asked Matt Pines this, right? Definitely recommend those IRLs if you haven't seen it. But this is a question for you guys. Is U.S. sanction policy compatible with Bitcoin? Bitcoin's an open monetary network. It doesn't matter where you are, where you live, right? You are entitled to use, no, you can use the Bitcoin network without fear of censorship, right? And that's allowed people in Afghanistan, that's allowed people in Venezuela, that's allowed people in Nigeria, right? To be able to save without fear of censorship, without fear of having access to their money. Remember the horror stories in Lebanon, right? Lebanese people feel so desperate that they go to the banks with guns to try to get their money back. And the banks are like, no, we have to stay closed, right? So, and the alternative is a bureaucratic elite get to decide not only the monetary policy, but who's entitled to use money and who's not entitled to use money. And unless you live in a privileged country that their currency is,
uh-oh. Did we lose Nico?
Yeah,
we lost you.
I dropped out, but I'm back. Unless you're in that specific situation, you do not benefit from this. Look at the example in Lebanon. Look at the example in Turkey, right? Look at the example in Argentina. Argentina, 95% inflation rate. But it's funny because the IMF, in their bailout deal, said, hey, Argentina, we can only give you this bailout deal of SDRs, which is just money printed out of nowhere, only if you de-incentivize the adoption of Bitcoin and altcoins within the country, right? So absolutely bonkers. It could be. I don't know for sure. But the U.S. government was responsible for the latest pump. Absolutely nuts. Opti, I know, right? Every time I go on a Nico Jones rant, bro, like all of a sudden, like rip, like clipped. Nico needs to go away.
Dude, you need your own internet service provider, bro.
His words are dangerous. His dangerous words. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts on all this, bro?
Well, my first thought is, Uncle Sam, please pump my bag, sir. Thank you very much. Man, I don't know. It's a wild conspiracy theory or coincidence or whatever you want to talk about. But I think my point is, as much as Tucker has been talking about Bitcoin a lot, he kind of painted Bitcoin in negative light by saying, you know, all ransom in this nature are paid in Bitcoin. And I'm sure that the normies out there, the average person listening, is leaning into the narratives of Bitcoin is for criminals, Bitcoin is for money laundering. And then also, if you add that with this BitLotto exchange, nothing burger thing, like an exchange that no one has ever heard, it's very, very interesting considering what's going on with another exchange that has been in the news for a while. You know, FTX, the biggest explosion of 2022, and SBF is running wild. Like, you know, they clamped down on an unknown Russian exchange that no one's ever heard of. But I mean, it must be nice having good friends and, you know, having friends in high places. But to me, this is just narrative control. This is back to the idea of framing Bitcoin and shitcoins as only used by criminals, as only used for money laundering. And also, you know, they use the R word, you know, they use the Russian exchange. And of course, they're painting it in this light of you can't let the bad Russians do things with their money. You know, we must sanction them. And again, man, it was a nothing burger. This is pure narrative control. And it's just back to what we talk about all the time. Like, Bitcoin is terrifying the powers that be because they do not want you to have freedom money. They do not want you to opt out of the madness and opt out of the fiat system because they want to control everything about you. And again, like, this isn't us just being, you know, tinfoil hat wearers. Like, we continuously bring the receipts of this nature. We continuously connect the dots to tell you, like, these people don't care about you. They don't want what's best for you. If you still think that the government has your best intentions in mind, like, please wake up, because if they did, they would be pushing Bitcoin. They would be telling you to take Bitcoin into self-custody. But this is all about control. We continuously bring the receipts that this is all about control. It's always been about control, and it's always about you being a slave of the fiat system. You know, harsh words, but it is what it is, man. Like, again, back to the beginning, I man, please pump our bags. It's just gonna make our narrative that much better. Like, come on. And again, who knows? Like, it's a wild theory, but it's something I say all the time. You know, the powers that be, the talking heads, they continuously have to talk about Bitcoin. Bitcoin has stolen the narrative. Bitcoin is truth, and it is our meme world, and everyone else is just living in it. So, like Nico said, we're going to continuously be hearing stories of this nature, and they will continuously use the low-hanging fruit of money launderers, of criminals, of now Russians using Bitcoin, and you got to stop the big bad wolf and all this stuff. And it's like, okay, prepare yourself. This is where we're going. You know, then they fight you stage. Well, I hope you guys are ready for it, because it's going to get absolutely crazy. Anyways, Nico, what's Gucci?
No, 100%. It's going to get absolutely crazy, but this is what it's all about. You got to take self-custody. If enough people take self-custody, then we win. All right, everybody, let's get to news. Let's do this.
The Daily News.
brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air gapped Bitcoin transactions. Scan and display QR codes directly on the device to sign transactions and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as the Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, and Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin. All right, everybody. So while open source developers are being sent to jail, there's a double standard in justice. And I think that is just another example of the misalignment of incentives in the fiat system and the proof of stake contillionaire class plays by a different set of rules than the rest of us. And this is why we opt out. This is what Bitcoin's all about, right? This is why we're here. Anyways, Congress, CoinDesk article for our audio listeners, says Congress FTX problem. One in three members got cash from crypto exchange bosses. And when they're talking about that, they're obviously referring to Sam Bankman-Fried and other FTX executives. Many of them are still trying to get rid of it. Anyways, goes on to say, CoinDesk has identified, and shout out to CoinDesk for great investigative journalism, and CoinDesk has identified 196 members of the new Congress, many of whom were just sworn in last week, who took cash from SBF and other senior executive at FTX, a crypto exchange that filed for bankruptcy in Delaware in November after CoinDesk revealed unusually close ties between FTX and Alameda Research, an affiliated hedge fund. The names in Congress range from the heights of both chambers, including new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, and Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, down to a list of recipients new to high-level politics. Hear that? The two highest members of the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, Republican, and the highest member of the Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer, Democrat, right? Interesting. Most of the politicians who responded said they handed it over to charities to remove the taint of contributions from executives such as former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, whose federal charges also included an accusation that he violated campaign finance laws. Others have revealed they have conversations with the U.S. Department of Justice about setting aside the money until it could be dropped into a fund to compensate FTX victims. So it goes on to the details, and now here's the list, which I find absolutely fascinating, right? It goes, and let me see if I could zoom in for you, for everybody. It goes into the details of who got who, and remember what the narrative was in the very beginning, that FTX was only contributing to Democrats. Well, no, he was playing both sides. Now what's really interesting though is if you scroll through a lot of these politicians haven't even responded back on what they plan to do with the money. Right. Some have donated it. Some have donated it. Right. Some has returned or plan to return. But a lot of them haven't done so. Now, Kevin McCarthy is on this list. And let's take a look at what he's done. No response. So the new leader of the House of Representatives. There you go. The proof is in the pudding. We will put the source down below if you guys want to do your own research. So this is just fascinating. Here's a question. What will members of Congress do with FTX-affiliated campaign donations? 143, the vast majority out of 196, have not responded on what they're going to do. Now, it doesn't mean that... doesn't mean that they're not going to change this in the future, but I just find it fascinating. And remember the treatment of SBF. Remember the treatment. He was allowed out on bail. And remember, like, you have to understand, guys, like, this is one of the biggest frauds ever committed. This guy destroyed the lives of millions of people, right? He's not the only one that's like the only one guilty of this, right? You had all the influencers that were backing, you know, promoting this, like Kevin O'Leary and Tom Brady and et cetera, right? But that was all part of the scheme. You know, Miami, the Miami Heat Arena, unfortunately, we will take back Miami and make Miami a Bitcoin city once again. Anyways, this is what he said. This is what a CoinDesk article says again. So, you know, I'm sure you guys have heard this. We covered this when it was released. Sam Bankman-Fried released on $250 million bail secured by his parents. But then it came out that it really wasn't a $250 million bail. And I believe that $250 million bail number was just to make people shut up. So while SBF is free, there's an open source developer that is stuck in a jail cell in the Netherlands because he wrote open source software that would allow people to transact with privacy. And he's in jail, right? And that announcement, that indictment of that gentleman led to Matt O'Dell says it perfectly, right? This blog post by the U.S. Treasury that inevitably led to now the last time I checked, I'll pull up the data in a second. Last time I checked, 60 to 70% of Ethereum validators are actively censoring for the U.S. government. Then to connect this with what we were talking about earlier, right? They're trying to maintain the money flows. Now let's talk about Ross Ulbricht, right? Serving multiple life sentences. He didn't get bail. So why are Julian Assange, Ross Ulbricht, rotting in jail, the open source developer, but this scumbag that stole billions of dollars off everyday people allowed to roam free? And the answer to that question, ladies and gentlemen, is because he donated to the politicians. That's why. Is that the system you want to live in? Is that how the world works? If you donate to the elites, you donate to the people that make the laws, you're immune, even though you steal billions of dollars. But the case of Julian Assange, you just do investigative journalism and it's absolutely disgusting. This is why we're here. This is what Bitcoin's about. This is about the separation of money and state. What they're advocating for is that system. A system of, you can buy yourself out of the mess. I'm sick of it. I'm done with it. It's time for a change. It's time for Bitcoin. Opti. It's good, bro.
Well, before we get in, shouts out to Mike Denver. Gave us a super chat. $2 Canadian, $2 North American pesos, $2. Thank you very much, bro. We appreciate it. And I mean, Congress being paid off by FTX just personally to me sounds like a good old fashioned mafia tactics. But hey, you know, maybe I've just watched too many movies. But when you started this bit, the first thing that I was reminded of is an article we dropped on our Substack called Bitcoin Injustice by Wartime Bitcoiner. And this is literally why we Bitcoin. This is why Bitcoin continuously exposes the parasites and the corruption that is the status quo of our system. And also, like this article by CoinDesk, again, CoinDesk, dude, they're doing some pretty good job. You know, they're doing some semi-decent journalism over there. They're blowing up companies. Now they're blowing up Congress. Like, shouts out to them. But I think this article really does a good job of exposing the game of power, the game of politics in general. You know, paying off those, making the laws, and you get away with crime. Like, how many times have we heard about these similar stories, not related to Bitcoin or shitcoin industry, just in general? This is the status quo. Like, this is the game being played around you guys. Like, this is Washington, D.C. This is the swamp, guys. Like, left, right, doesn't matter. Two wings of the same bird. I say it all the time. They don't care about you. Like, come on. Let's take back our lives. Stop outsourcing your life to these authority figures. Be an individual. take responsibility for your life, because they won't do the best for you and your family. And then, you know, just a little tidbit about CoinDesk asking people in response about what they're going to do with the money, like big lol, like a big LOL. Of course, no one's going to give the money back. And if they do, it's just because they got caught. Like, this, you know, like, come on, man, this is ridiculous. The charade that happens in legacy media and in Washington and even on Wall Street, like, it's just a slap on the wrist. Obviously, if they never got caught, this would have never even been on the table. But hey, shouts out to good journalists. Obviously, the caveat of there is still journalists out there, and like Ross, you know, he's still in jail for what, creating a website. Julian Assange is he or Snowden in Russia now? Like, I forget which one's which. We have so many political refugees out there and people that literally just spoke the truth and their whole lives have been uprooted. So, you know, it's absolutely amazing that if you have enough money, you can just pay off the politicians. But again, it's almost like our government is just one giant mafia and we just aren't a part of it. So opt out of it, opt into Bitcoin, take Bitcoin into self-custody using, you know, Jade, Cold Card, Seed Signer, Breeze, Blue Wallet, Green Wallet, Zeus, all the wallets we like.
Elon's going to be happy.
Yeah, because this is the only thing you can do. Like, I, you know, obviously, there's still some hope in the political game, I suppose, you know, in, as we say all the time, in the race to avoid the war. But as an individual, the best thing you can do is take Bitcoin into self-custody, opt out of this, and spread Bitcoin, because all this other stuff is just charades. Like, it is just lip service. And if you're not taking action, then you're literally just perpetuating the fiat system. So opt out.
Opt out. Opt out, take self-custody, use all the wallets that Opti just recommended. But anyways, everybody, let's get to the culture.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit swanbitcoin.com today.
All right, everybody, I want to tell you guys about Bitblock Boom. It's going to be awesome Bitcoin conference in Austin, Texas. You network with fellow Bitcoiners August 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 2023. It's not a shitcoin event. It's not an NFT or blockchain event. They talk about Bitcoin, and more Bitcoin, as it should be. So go check out bitblockboom.com, promo code SIMPLYBITCOIN to get a big discount on your Bitblock Boom tickets. Also, guys, check out Unconfiscatable. It's very, very special. There's a poker tournament. It's awesome. The lineup already seems absolutely bonkers. You got Tone Vase, Jimmy Song, Adam Back, Jack Maulers, Greg Foss, Dan Held, Ben Gagnon, who's a friend of the show, right? And many, many more. Opti and I will be there. Don't want to miss those two events. Also, you can take advantage of the promo code SIMPLY10 to get a big discount to your unconfiscatable tickets. Opti, take it away.
Can confirm I will not be playing poker because I don't know how to play poker. But anyways, that's another story. And then also, Narwhal, thanks for the clarification. Yes, Assange is in the UK trying to avoid extradition, and Snowden is in Russia where he got trapped when his passport was revoked. So thank you for the clarification, guys. You know, it's clown word. It just blows my mind. Anyways, the beginning of the show, of course, it always ends up this way. We counter the legacy media FUD. It gets a little dark. It's a little negative, but we're staying on the mission. And I found this thread by Sam Callahan. Shouts out to Sam. And we covered all this stuff last year on the show in various portions of the show. But we have here in one perfect little thread on 10 reasons why Sam and all of you guys should be bullish on Bitcoin heading into 2023. And obviously, if you're here, you are bullish AF. But this is for the people, the new people that come to our channel, that are finding us, that haven't heard all this news in one place. And of course, it has nothing to do with the price, but again, shouts out to Diogenes. He says, how could you be bearish? Bitcoin has pumped 25% in this new year. So let's go. Anyway, let's get into the thread. It is 10 points, so it is a little long, but I'll skim over it as fast as possible. Number one, the great crypto contagion has wiped out all the bad actors, high leverage players, and fraudulent operation. This is nature healing. We tell you guys all the time. I know people kind of shit on the stay humble meme, but when I say it, I always mean don't over leverage yourself. Make sure you are building value to society and saving in Bitcoin. This is what it means to me to stay humble. Do not play the yield game because you will end up the yield. Number two, this year we saw major oil and gas producers like ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, and Shell get involved with Bitcoin mining. And Bitcoin mining can help make stranded and wasted energy profitable, can make renewable projects more economical, and can help producers remain regulatory compliant. We've been saying this for a long time. Bitcoin is green. Do not let the proof of stakers out there. Do not let the Greenpeace try to psyop you into telling you that Bitcoin is bad for planet Earth. It is actually the opposite. Number three, institutional interest did not fade despite downward price action. Yes, we know institutions are coming. No, they're here, guys. This year, we saw Fidelity, BNY Mellon, BlackRock, and Goldman Sachs all double down on Bitcoin despite the bear market. And they've expanded their products and services in 2022. But we love you guys, the individuals out there, so stay stacking. And obviously, this one wasn't on the list, but we've seen the number of people stacking increase as well. But anyways, number four, the Lightning Network's liquidity capacity rose from 3,299 Bitcoin to 4,830 Bitcoin. And the growth of the Lightning Network is exponential at this point. Look at all this stuff in the Lightning Network ecosystem. This isn't the meme review, guys. This is everything being built in Lightning, and it is blowing up. I remember when I took the Lightning torch in 2018, it was impossible for me to get a Lightning node running, and now it's becoming very, very easy. And on point about layer twos, Lightning in particular. Here's number five. Although Bitcoin's consensus layer remained unchained and secure, there was a lot of innovation on the second layer, whether it was Mint, Impervious, Zion, Nunchuck, Taro, or Machin Kura. People are building because it is the bear market, and Bitcoiners tell themselves this every single day.
I am building.
Shouts out to Becca. Anyway, number six, Ethereum's move to proof of stake. This is absolutely bullish. Bitcoin is undoubtedly the king in regards to proof of work. Proof of stake is trash, and I am so happy that Ethereum moved to proof of stake because the divide between Bitcoin and the shitcoins now is literally Grand Canyon size. So there is coin and there is shitcoin. And oh, this next one, number seven, you covered this. I forget what episode, but FASB, I forget what's that stand for, Nico? It's like the financial action something. I don't know. Anyway,
hold on. I got you.
You can Google it. Why I cover it. FASB prepares new rules to improve Bitcoin accounting. It's kind of boring, but important nonetheless. And this was an obstacle for businesses who own Bitcoin on their balance sheets. Now we have the new fair value accounting rules, and it would eliminate impairment on their balance sheet. We covered the sometime in November, I believe it was. Anyways, Nico, do you have that or I'll keep you moving? Number eight, hash rate continues to rip, but at the same time, it's hurting miner profitability. But this is a feature, not a bug. Only the best Bitcoin mining operations will survive this challenging environment. And Bitcoin hash rate continues to hit new all-time highs in 2022. So technically, its security has never been stronger. Let's number nine. This year, we also saw power companies enter the fray. Bitcoin miners have unique properties that allow them to be a flexible load demand, which improves grid stability. We had ERCOT, Duke Energy, and TEPCO all got involved with Bitcoin mining in some way or fashion over the last year. Again, Bitcoin is green. Bitcoin helps the energy grid. Bitcoin is going to revolutionize planet Earth. And do not let them psyop you into telling you that using less energy is better. They literally want you in the Stone Ages. More energy is good. More energy means that society is prospering. Use energy, guys. Continue to keep your gas stoves on at this point.
Buy Bitcoin so you could use gas stoves.
Exactly. There you go. That's Opti, the
before you continue, the FASB, I pulled it up for everybody in the lower third, Financial Accounting Standards Board. That's what it stands for.
There we go. Financial. Yeah, there we go. Anyways. Okay. Number 10. In 2022, Bitcoin shined as a tool for freedom and economic empowerment, whether it was helping refugees in the Russia-Ukraine war or helping protesters in Canada, or, as Sam liked to highlight, there was a human rights leader that penned a letter to Congress talking about the importance of Bitcoin as a tool for freedom. And this is kind of where we always jump in, guys. We know Bitcoin to be a tool of freedom. And 2022 was a year where builders and educators stayed focused on driving Bitcoin adoption. And 2023 is shaping up to be an exciting year. I've been telling you guys the same thing. This year is going to be absolute bananas. I am convinced of it. We're still in the first month and I can already feel it. Like it's the calm before the storm. And like Sam says, this is where the industry builds off those efforts to deliver even more value for Bitcoin going worldwide. And this is what we say all the time. You know, Bitcoiners build in the bear market. So it gets kind of quiet out there in normie land because most people are just watching Bitcoin for the price movements. And that's what really gets a lot of the PR movement. Like, you know, everything is a PR move. And right now, we've been under the radar. You know, Bitcoin, the price has been down and people don't really talk about anything outside of the price, outside of the Bitcoin space. But Bitcoiners have been building in the bear market. You know, we build out the infrastructure and we are continuously building the products. Well, not me. I'm a talking head. But you Bitcoin developers out there, you Bitcoiners that are building, are continuously building the products.
We are
and the
building.
Infrastructure.
We're
building the media wing. We are the talking head. We're building the media wing. We're ensuring.
We're the cannon fodder, bro. Yeah, exactly. They were the first people to get put in the gulag.
Exactly. But the tools for freedom are being built right now. And I think this year we are going to see those tools start to saturate into mainstream culture, into mainstream media. And as much as they want to FUD us, we will be here every day countering the FUD and ensure that you guys are using the freedom tools the proper way, that you guys know what they are, that you're aware of them, that you get into the Bitcoin wallets like Jade, Cold Card, Seed Signer, Blue Wallet, Green Wallet, Breeze Wallet, Moon Wallet, Phoenix Wallet, Zeus, if you run your own node. I don't know. I might have skipped some, but you already know. I'll rehash this all year long. But man, if you are bearish right now in regards to Bitcoin, it's one of two things. You are either new to the space and you are unfamiliar with all the building that is going on, or you are simply focused on the price too much. Oh my goodness. Yo, Nico. Yo, the gulags are going to be lit. Let's be honest.
Hey, man.
Yes, Becca. Opti and Nico are building Bitcoin propaganda. I am
recording live from the gulag. We're here. It's the time has come. Hope all you guys. Anyways, don't stop the signal. We'll still be reporting. Anyways, everybody, let's get to the meme review. Let's do this.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
All right, everybody. It's not me anymore. Yellow has been thrown in the gulag as well. We will continue to do our show, but just so you guys know, it's the demons, the monetary demons, they're here. Anyways, Opti, what do you have for us, brother?
Oh man, yo, gulag's gonna be lit.
Let me live, bro. All the Bitcoiners are here. It's great.
All the cool people are going to be there. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be the place to be. Anyways, this is the meme review. As I say every single day to you guys, we are in an information war. As we covered today, it's becoming very obvious that we are in an information war. And the only tools that the powers of B have, the monetary demons, the high-level parasite, the unproductive class, is the monopoly on truth. You know, they pay off the politicians, they pay off the legacy media to tell you and to spin what they believe is the truth. But We have the truth on our side, so continue to put truth in art. Continue to make the memes. Continue to ridicule them. Continue to onboard new Bitcoiners with humor. This is the way. Anyways, wait, hold on. I forgot to say it. Tweets are the bullets, memes are the artillery, and you are in the front lines of the information war. Anyways, drop your meme review score chat or score in the chat after I finish so that we can cover it live. All right, this first one is by Cooligan Fields. Maybe that's my brethren out there, Tommy B. Callahan. And he goes, I don't know about you, but I drive a 2009 Subaru Impreza, hashtag Bitcoin. And he goes, when your car starts making noises that sound expensive, me, stack some more sats, and he puts earplugs in so he doesn't hear the car noises. Oh, man. It's not the only one. I have a friend. You guys know him, Nick. He was literally starting his car with a screwdriver for like a year and a half. So this is Bitcoiner ways, apparently. Anyways, shouts out to 21J. ACLP on Twitter, and he goes, stay toxic, my friends, Bitcoin 24/7. And we got a Chad Bitcoiner with Plebs Together Strong shirt and lightning on his shoulder and the Bitcoin logo. And we got a blue haired woman stabbing him in the chest. And the Bitcoiner goes, you can't hurt me. I'm a Bitcoin toxic maximalist. This is the way. Can't hurt me more than the pain of seeing your wealth get decimated. This is a feature, not a bug. Build yourself mentally strong. Anyway, shouts out to RDBTC. Obviously, anytime we can get a sailor meme on here, we're going to do it. And I might have a video one for you guys tomorrow. And he goes, interesting. Hashtag Bitcoin. And we got the classic guy reading a book. And he goes, what's the second best crypto asset? And we got Sailor's face.
What's the second best? There is no second best.
There is no second best. All right. And this next one, I was almost convinced we were going to talk about the Bits Lato news today. So shouts out to Coinbits. And he goes, live view of DOJ going after Bits Lato while SBF is flying first class. And we have a bulldozer over Bits Lato while SBF is picking up the coins in front of it. Anyways, this next one shouts out to Bitcoinator. And he goes, that's why Bitcoiners are always laughing. And we have the Joker meme over here and goes, please forgive my laughter, but Bitcoin will go to the moon and you will have fun staying poor. This is the way. This is the way. This next one, or last one, sorry, by the BTC therapist. And he goes, the path to freedom is hard. Hashtag BTC. And we got a chart here. And he goes, hodling BTC is simple, but not easy. We got a little Bitcoiner down here. Hodling is Bitcoin as the price begins to make its run, as the bull makes his run. This is the way, guys. As I've said, actually, I said it yesterday. You know, it's pretty easy to hodl Bitcoin on the way down when you know why you hodl, because who wants to let go of their generational wealth when your purchasing power gets decimated? But the real test is when your Bitcoin increases in value. Do not drop them for little trinkets and plastic things that you really
long,
don't need.
Long time preference.
Long yeah, lower time your preference. Time preference. Anyways, speaking of, I got this sticker. Again, I got this sticker pack from my sister, and this one is kind of litty. Hold on. Bitcoin Revolution. Let me flip it so you guys can
look
see
at
it.
Look at that.
Okay. Fight the power.
I'm going to give it.
Going through his junk drawer.
BTC pin.
Ooh. Is that a pin or a sticker?
It's a sticker. It's a sticker.
Hey, let's go.
Yeah. All right, guys, this is Simply Bitcoin Live. You guys know the deal. Drop your score in the live chat and we will get to it. But while you guys do that, I want to give a very special shout out to our awesome clothing sponsor. Bro, they make awesome stuff, man. They make awesome stuff. Guys, check out representltd.com. Check this out, right? I'm wearing the decentralized corp. That's right. Opti's wearing the green version.
I think we're wearing the same one.
Of the hoodie. I'm just wearing the black version.
This guys, one's got a cooler patch, though.
Yep. Guys, you can take advantage of the promo code.
And a hat. Dude, get yourself a hat. The hat's lit.
You guys can take advantage of the promo code simply-bitcoin. Get 10% off anything off the store. Mind you, the Simply Bitcoin merch is almost sold out. The black Simply Bitcoin merch hoodies, they're gone.
The camo hoodie, only large, is available. The t-shirts are available as well. And the dope hats, the one that Opti's wearing, that's Simply Bitcoin merch as well, exclusively on representltd.com. All right, Opti, let's get to some scores.
Hold on. Before we get to the scores, shouts out to Diogenes. Simply Gulag, best show with sawdust bread. Okay, hold on. Let me see. I'm trying to find. Here we go. Okay. Shouts out to Elaine. She says, I give those memes freedom for Assange and the Dutch builders. Let's go. Okay, let me see. We got the P-Man Van. He says, I gave those memes the fact that I am my own boss and I can watch a Simply Bitcoin whenever the hell I want. Let's go. Okay, this next one by Global Nonsense. He goes, give these memes Rishi Sunak's new leveling up. Rishi Sunak's new leveling up camping.
He is a potato.
Where he give 100 of his family members, companies, taxpayers' money. Play it again. Jeez, you need to get better at it.
Craig is a potato.
Okay, this next one, Bitcoin Becca. I give these memes 7 days in the Twitter gulag. Oof. Rags. Okay. Oof. Max Trotter. I gave an ostrich burger with side salad. How is an ostrich burger? Never had one of those. Anyways, Igor, I give those memes 6.15 kilogram of graphic cards. Okay, let's go. HODLcoin, I give those memes Opti staring at Christine Lagarde minting Euro CBDCs. How beautiful. How beautiful. Okay. Justin Griffin, I give those memes my nachos with Bitcoin orange nacho cheese. Okay. Last one so far. Ryan Wright, meme score 1, maxed out Bitcoin Asylum. Let's go. Yes. Let's go. Okay. All right. That's what we got. Nico, hit the buzzer.
No, bro. The buzzer automatically hits when we run out of space. Okay, it's not manual.
Sure. All right,
everybody. Let's hit
software. Oh, it's a site.
It's a site. Let's do it. Here we go.
Pleb sites.
Brought to you by CipherSafe. Don't be that person that loses their Bitcoin seed due to fire damage, water damage, dog attacks. Back up your generational Bitcoin wealth on Steel. And there's no better place to do it than the Cypher Grid by CipherSafe. And now check out their new Bitcoin art, the Bitcoin Rulux Triangle, only on CipherSafe.io.
All right, guys. So for today's website, shouts out to Chris Alamo, one of the best producers in the game over at Bitcoin Magazine. I saw him tweet this morning, and I thought it's kind of cool. So this is Reacher.me. Again, Reacher.me. And the site is Get Paid to Get Read. So filter out the noise. If you have a Strike account, I think this is US-based right now, but you can set up a Reacher email and have people pay you in sats to read the email. If you're getting flooded with emails and you want to filter out the noise, you can sign up here and it will make an invoice for people. And if they pay your invoice, then you got to read the email. Monetize your email attention, guys. I think this one's kind of cool. This is pretty funny. But yeah, you need Strike to log in with it. And yeah, literally, if you're getting all kinds of spam or emails from people, go to Reacher.me. And, you know, charge the people that want your attention. This is for all you Bitcoin influencers out there, which is all of you. All right. Anyways, Nico, it's another episode. Another episode down. And we are
on Anchor, Spotify, Alpen, Apple Fountain. Opti's going to pull a screenshot of all the awesome Bitcoiners that are supporting us, the value for value economy on Fountain. We'll pull up your comments tomorrow. Guys, that was another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. We love you all. We appreciate you guys coming at almost every single day. The last two shows, holy cow, absolutely incredible. We're hitting records. This is incredible. Thanks to you guys. We love you all. We appreciate you. starting next week, we are going to start making a big effort because we do have the IRL, we do have the TTO, but we want to bring the everyday Bitcoiner, someone that perhaps isn't followed, right? Doesn't really know. But in my experience, those are the Bitcoiners that usually have the best takes because you've heard all the other takes because, you know, those people, they're awesome. I love them, but they tend to be more popular. So they, you know, they go on a lot of the big podcasts, but it's the smaller guys, right? That sometimes, man, your takes, they're just incredible because you've never heard them before, right? And I think that there's something unique to that. So we're going to keep having the big guys on the show, on the IRL. That's what we're going to make the IRL for. But for the Simply Bitcoin Live, bring it back to its roots, man. We're going to start bringing in a ton of plebs. If you're interested in coming on the show, reach out to us over Twitter DM. We can give you guys, you come join me and Opti for an episode. Let's do it. So just, guys, let us know. We love you all. This is another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. Make sure to hit that like button, subscribe, you know, all that good stuff. And we will see you tomorrow for the last episode of the week. Love you all. Love Bitcoin. Let's fight. Honor to be in the trenches with all you. Nico out.